This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, November 26, 2009. Food for the world. The scripture is Genesis 41, verse 57. All the world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph. Disasters have a way of putting things into perspective. No technology can defeat the fury of floods, famines, or hurricanes. We improve our responses, but if it's all up to us, we're doomed. Famine was stalking Egypt and its neighbors. It threatened to consume the entire world. But Egypt was prepared. For 7 years, Joseph had managed the fields and had built and filled storehouses. All was ready for the time when famine would strike. Egypt's resources were massive, but without Joseph's wisdom, the seed would have fallen into unproductive ground. So the whole world was rescued from starvation. By the righteous deeds of one man, the hated brother, the would-be plaything of Potiphar's wife, the prisoner who was forgotten till Pharaoh had dreams. This great-grandson of Abraham was God's unexpected instrument to help fulfill the promise, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you." In this way, the life of Joseph prefigured the life and work of the ultimate Savior, Jesus Christ. According to Scripture, the world is destined for fiery purification. No human technology can save us from that. Only heavenly technology can save us. Believe in Christ. His storehouses are full, and His victory over death is complete.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.